present at the Dankwa in his address yesterday continued the propaganda partisan political path on matters relating to the economy as if he got his schooling on the economy only from his vice, and that the present painted a very grim picture imaginable of the Ghanaian economy. While this may have worked for him in his bid to be elected as president, it will not work for him as elected president. Three main claims dominated his delivery on the economy. First, he claimed that all macroeconomic targets under the IMF program had been missed, and this was a result of reckless expenditure on the part of the immediate past NDC administration. Curiously enough, he failed to itemize the so-called reckless expenditure. This was clearly so because such expenditure of the sort he described did not exist. But at least this time, he didn't say 7 billion was missing. He acknowledged that there was some 7 billion arrears. On the claim that missed deficit growth and debt targets were due to reckless expenditure, which to respond by describing them as unfounded and not based on facts. First of all, a budget deficit is essentially the difference between revenue and expenditure expressed as a percentage of GDP. It stands to reason, therefore, that if one kept to budgeted expenditure and ran short of the required revenue, a deficit will arise, which cannot be attributed to recklessness on the part of the previous government.